T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, I wonder if the teachers at that kindergarten school in Metairie, where the 7-year-old kid brought his mom's cocaine to school, I wonder if they were curious why the kids weren't taking naps. Can't get these kids to sleep.
They're all jacked up.
They won't shut up. Oh, my God, I remember those days. They were horrible. Oh, trying to get to sleep. After, don't ever do that. There's no reason to do cocaine. And you know what? There's fentanyl out there. Listen to your Uncle Scoot. Don't take a chance on that. There's fentanyl out there, could kill you. But, I mean, even if you live, it's just not worth it. It's a terrible, terrible drug. Back in the 80s, it was, you know, pure stuff. It was pretty good. But even back then, you know, you're grinding your teeth. It's just a horrible thing. So, anyway, just wanted to, mention that. Hey, listen, we've got a lot to get to this hour. So apparently, you know, there are those on the right who constantly talk about how they're peaceful. And look, many on the right are very peaceful, very peaceful. But did you hear recently Carrie Lake was talking about, like, going to a rally and maybe you need a strap on? Like the strap on not that guy.
What?
You need to strap on a Glock.
There you go.
You might need to strap on a Glock. In order to like, go do things. I mean, that's a shame. Carrying a Glock gets a bigger chair than the armor of God. Carrie Lake is talking about the armor of God and carrying a Glock. And, you know, she's just another one of those, you know, wacky people. And speaking of wacky people, if you haven't heard, if you're just tuning in, you know, I wrote the blog yesterday about Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's posted on our website, WWL.com, and you can read it there and comment. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and you could comment there. I'm going to share some of those comments on the show in a few minutes. I know I've said that sometimes and haven't followed through, but I promise I'm going to do that. It's titled, Fox News Has the Courage to Call Out Marjorie Taylor Greene, to Call Her an Idiot. She is an idiot. And it was really significant that the conservative news network, Fox News, called her out, because quite often conservatives tend to really want to protect each other. The Democrats have that tendency, too. I'm willing to admit that. But it was extraordinary that the conservative network, Fox News, allowed this op-ed, supported this op-ed, calling Marjorie Taylor Greene an idiot, because she's one of their own. But now Marjorie Taylor Greene is talking about an amendment that would give Israel money, funding, to create space lasers. Remember she talked about space lasers were causing the wildfires in California? Jewish space lasers were causing the fires in California. And of course, she had no facts to substantiate it. So that was an idiotic statement coming from an idiot. Jewish space lasers, yeah. That's a good idea. All right. Let's see. All right. I mentioned this earlier, but I want you to hear the report on it because it's really funny. President Joe Biden made a huge mistake. It was a mistake that he didn't have to make. Joe, you can't be doing this. It was a total blunder. He didn't have to make this mistake. And it was just a crazy fantasy story that he made up. And immediately it was dismissed as being not true.
President Biden has paid tribute to an uncle killed during World War II. but was off on the details. In his hometown of Scranton, the president mentioned Second Lieutenant Ambrose Finnegan Jr.
He got shot down in New Guinea.
And his body was never recovered.
Because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
But the Pentagon's record of missing service members does not attribute Finnegan's death to hostile action or indicate cannibals were any factor, saying the plane in which Finnegan was a passenger went down in the Pacific off the New Guinea coast for unknown reasons. As the president told the story of both his uncle and son Bo, who died of brain cancer after serving in Iraq, he blasted Donald Trump, who has denied claims by some former aides that he called fallen troops suckers and losers.
And undeserved. To have been the commander-in-chief for my son, my uncle.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Yeah, I mean, he really screwed up with the story about his uncle, but, you know, I feel badly for any parent that loses a child. And Joe Biden, you know, lost his son, Beau, to brain cancer. And you can tell that it is still hard for him to deal with that. And I can imagine that. I can totally imagine that. Also, House Speaker Mike Johnson, at least he is for now, he plans to send aid to Ukraine and Israel. He's getting some key endorsements in Washington, D.C., but of course, right-wing radicals in the House are still against it.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's Ukraine and Israel aid package is getting high-level backing. The House's hard-right flank is not on board, but President Biden is, saying he strongly supports Johnson's plan to push for votes on three packages for Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies, plus a fourth bill with other foreign policy items. Populist conservatives are furious over the idea of funding Ukraine at all, and Johnson risks losing his job. But lawmakers also heard from the Pentagon's top leaders about the need for immediate aid to Kyiv.
Ukraine right now is facing some dire battlefield conditions.
Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown, alongside Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who says those conditions are starting to shift in Russia's favor.
We're seeing them make incremental gains.
Votes on the funding packages are expected Saturday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene wants an amendment to send money to Israel to create Jewish space lasers. It sounds like something, yeah, from Austin Powers or something. You know, she was critical of the space lasers, and now she wants to give Israel money to create them. All right, Indiana's attorney general is criticizing Bank of America for allegedly discriminating against customers, conservatives, and Christians. So there's an argument going on about this, and there's an investigation. Bank of America says there's no way. This is not happening. And this was on FoxNews.com, so it might be, it might be one of those stories that's just kind of made up. I mean, anybody can allege anything. So they're alleging that Bank of America is discriminating against conservatives. I can't imagine Bank of America doing that, but it focuses on some pastors who were in training, and they were traveling around the country. They're part of this group called Timothy of Two Project International, and the founder, Steve Curtis, is talking about how Bank of America basically restricted and then completely closed their account. And they had people overseas traveling, and they didn't have any money to travel. And so there seems to be some criticism that it's because they were conservative Christians that they were refused service. You think it's fair for any business to refuse service? Can businesses do this? I mean, I guess businesses can reserve, if it's a protected class, businesses cannot refuse service. But I don't know that conservatives and Christians are a protected class. I mean, I guess maybe Christians would be. But, it's ridiculous that we've reached a point where there are some people who might not even want to do business with somebody because of their political beliefs. Somebody walks in, you're a conservative business. Somebody walks in and wants to do business with you, and you know they're a left-wing wacko liberal. Would you let them do business with you, or would you say, no, get out of here? I don't want to do business with you. Would you do that? Should you do that? Well, you shouldn't. I mean, it shouldn't matter. This is America. Everybody's entitled to freedom of speech. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is changing his position on the banning of books after people used his criteria to ban books from the library and said the Bible has inappropriate content. Okay, let's think about the Bible. You've got two people having sex after eating an apple. They have sex. There's a snake. A brother kills a brother. There's violence. There's death. There are prostitutes in the Bible. There's a conversation about adultery. How do you explain that to your kids? So should the Bible be banned? I mean, based on the criteria, yes. And I think this points out how ridiculous it is to ban some of these books. And I think there's hysteria about this. I know there's hysteria about this. And I don't think your kids are getting a hold of books that they're not supposed to get a hold of, that this is a big problem. And I think the idea of banning books is something that just makes some people on the right feel good. We're standing up for morality. We're standing up for the children. But think about all the other ways that they're not standing up for morality. All right, you got a comment. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. Let's go uptown to Chunky. Chunky, welcome to the show.
Hey, yes. I think it's funny. Like, you know, the Bible has sections that condone slavery and talk about incest and all this stuff. So, like, of all the books that should be banned from kids reading, it should be the Bible, I guess.
There's even something in there about girls having a menstrual cycle.
Yeah, well, what do they say? They don't say anything about. About abortion, although Republicans seem to be wanting to ban women from being able to control their bodies. But the thing I was calling about was funny was that, you know, the right wing is screaming, oh my God, the judge might not let Trump go to his son's graduation. Well, the funny thing is they pulled up graduation pictures from all his other kids with all the various women he's been involved with, wives, ex-wives, you know, affairs, all the kids. Trump is never going to any of his kids' graduation.
Wow.
Ever.
Then why is he complaining about not going now? Well, I want to go to my son's graduation, but he's never been to any of them. Oh, poor me. Yeah. I'm such a snowflake.
Yeah, yeah. It's so fun. I mean, if any of them, he should have gone to Eric. Who could have thought that kid could ever graduate from high school? I mean, he's a moron.
Well, it goes to show you what money can do, you know. People graduate because there's a little money involved. All right, Chunky, glad you called. Let's go to Metairie. Bob, you're on WWL. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good evening. You talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of the stupid things she says and does. I agree with you. She's a little radical. But I think, on the other hand, you got to go over to the Democratic side in Congress. Now, this guy's voting on bills. Hank Johnson, you got to play the best of Hank Johnson, a Democrat. He's a complete moron, and how he ever got in office, I'll never know. He talks about a wrestler in the ring, and that wrestler can beat up one midget, but can that wrestler beat up 30 or 50 midgets? Now, this is the kind of guy you got in Congress for the Democrats.
I'm going to take a look. He doesn't seem to make the mainstream news. I mean, I haven't even heard him mentioned on conservative media, but I don't consume too much of that stuff. But apparently, I'm going to check him out. Ian's telling me that was 12 years ago. So, we generally talk about what's in the news today, and we can't possibly bring up everything from the past. So, I'll take a look at Hank Johnson, see if he's said anything recently.
Show, it's real.
Okay, I'll check it out, Bob. All right, glad you called the show. If you've got a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Remember this song? This was a really good song, man. I remember playing this song when I was on the air. It's Aretha Franklin and George Michael. They did a duet. Aretha Franklin, George Michael did a duet. I Knew You Were Waiting for Me. On this day in 1987, it was the number one song in the country. And it was Aretha Franklin returning to the top spot for the first time since Respect in 1967. And man, George Michael, you know, what a waste. I mean, a good-looking guy. Remember the album cover for Faith? You know, that showed, didn't show his whole body, but showed him from the back and showed his butt in those, like, you know, Lee jeans or something. And women were going crazy over his butt. Women were gaga over him. They thought he was straight. And then I think that was a surprise to a lot of people when he came out of the closet, which was shortly after he got caught in a public restroom in California soliciting sex. You're George Michael, for God's sake, and you're going to a public restroom for sex? I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Scoot on the air. Conversations that hit home on WWL. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And don't forget to join WWL Radio on Facebook.
Well, this is what some people in the legislature seem to think, and Governor Jeff Landry seems to think it too. I'm free to do what I want any old time. We talked to David Hammer, Channel 4 investigative reporter, earlier in the show, and we were talking about this bill in the legislature that would block citizens' access and journalists' access to public records. It's a repeal of the public records law, which allows journalists and citizens to access public records. Why does Governor Landry, why does the legislature want to block that? Because they want to do stuff that they're not supposed to do, or they want to make sure that if they do things they're not supposed to do, they get away with it. They could totally hide corruption. This is like communism. It's not good. Fascism. Okay, it's fascism. Yeah, it's different. It's fascism. So David Hammer was just telling us about all of the investigative reports that he uncovered. He held government accountable and government officials accountable because he had access to public records. If this bill goes through, no more access. So the politicians are going to get away with whatever they want to get away with. Maybe corruption. This is not good. So just don't let this bill, you know, kind of pass by without you paying attention to it. It's a repeal of the public records law. And it would stop investigative journalists from doing their job. In other words, it is the media that holds government officials and politicians accountable. If this public records law is repealed, government officials and politicians will not be held accountable like they are now. And that is scary AF. And that seems to be a reflection of what Jeff Landry wants. Let's get to a few calls. Let's go to Mitchell, who is with the Fort Pike Volunteer Fire Department. Hey, Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing? Good. This is Mitch with the Fort Pike Volunteer Fire Department. I just want to let everybody know that we're having a chicken drop this Saturday coming. We'll have food there and drinks, and you get to, you know, put a dollar down, and if the chicken, you know, takes a little doodle on it, you win, and it's usually about $100. Starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday at the Fort Pike Volunteer Fire Department.
Okay. I'm glad we had a chance to promote that. I know you guys do that maybe almost every year.
Yes, it's once a year we do that, and we usually have our shrimp fry and then our car show at the fort itself.
And it's an opportunity for you guys to raise money because the Fort Pike Volunteer Fire Department is very, very necessary for that area. And you guys are willing to get up and go fight fires, and I think that's great, Mitch. And I always encourage you to call our show, and we'll be happy to publicize anything that you have to publicize.
Hey, Scoot, just let everybody know that the Chef Pass, the bridge is closed, so just take I-10 to Old Spanish Trail, get off, go over the bridge. We're right there on the left-hand side.
So you would be going over the Twin Span.
Yes, you get over the Twin Span. You're going to take a right at Old Spanish Trail, and you're going to go down 433 Old Spanish Trail. And when you get to the end, you'll see a bridge on your right. You just go over the bridge, and we're on the left-hand side.
Okay. Hey, listen, good luck, Mitch, and I'm sure people will show up for the chicken drop. You know, by the way, I heard in that last commercial break, I heard my friend Chef Duke talking about his restaurant, Dab's Bistro. Go check it out. I mean, Chef Duke is a hell of a chef. I mean, the guy really cooks up really, really good stuff. So go check it out. He got a special on different bourbons. So, yeah, Dab's Bistro. Glad that he's advertising. Let's go to Lance in Kenner. Hey, Lance, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I've been following this stuff now for a little while. I don't see Marjorie Taylor Greene and Trump, and Trump invites them down to Mar-a-Lago. And it seems like to me that the Republicans are following what Trump says, and his orders are don't give aid to Ukraine. Either because he likes Russia or because he's helping is running for president. But I'll make you a bet that Ukraine never gets aid. Never gets aid.
Well, it would be a shame if somebody who's not even president has that kind of power. That's really scary to me that people are so afraid of going against his will that they will do whatever they want him to do. And he's not even elected yet.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong. I really am. You know,
yeah.
But thank you for taking my call.
All right, Lance. I hope nobody goes for this Marjorie Taylor Greene amendment where they would raise money to create Jewish laser missiles. Money for Israel to create Jewish laser missiles. I mean, that's just insane. Let's see. What else? Yeah, so going back to the Bank of America allegedly discriminating against customers, you know, I think there's some ways you could probably get away with not serving people. But I think that just goes to show you how zealot some people are politically and religiously. I mean, why have we become such a country that there's even a thought that somebody might not even want to do business with you because of your politics or because of your religion? And I think really maybe this is more about religion. There's just so much condemnation of either being on the left or being on the right that it's unhealthy. It's not healthy. And it's getting worse in this presidential election year. And it's not going to get better until after November. And I'm not sure it's going to get better after November. All right, let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
About this religious discrimination claim by the Indiana Attorney General. Sal is listening. He says, Scoot, it's more likely that the Christians are just using their religion to raise hell about a common banking error. Everybody needs their turn on the megaphone these days.
Yep.
I'm getting pretty sick of the squeaky wheels sucking up all the grease.
Yeah, it's true. And again, the story was on FoxNews.com, which means that it could be slanted. I'm not saying it would be, but a lot of stuff on Fox News is very slanted. MSNBC, CNN, they can be slanted too. CNN doesn't spend much time bashing Biden. I mean, they bring up something once in a while, but they don't bash Biden. They don't talk that much about Biden. And Fox News is bashing Biden every time they get a chance.
Here's a text that says, in defense of Marjorie Taylor Greene, aren't representatives supposed to represent the people in their electoral districts?
Yeah.
If most of the people in her district are idiots, isn't she just doing her job?
You can make that argument. That is absolutely true. But it's scary when there is a group of people who think very myopically about life and politics, and they put a member on the national stage, like in Congress. And it's that's why it's important for Fox News and other Republican, well, Fox News is essentially Republican. It's important for Fox News and Republicans to call out people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. So they're embarrassed on the national stage if they don't, you know, kind of represent America, too. I guess in some ways it's a tough position to be in, but, you know, maybe there are people around Rome, Georgia, who, you know, believe in stuff like Jewish laser beams.
And we've been talking this hour about the, well, all afternoon, really, about this public records law. You know, they're trying to repeal the laws that make it possible for us to know what they're doing in Baton Rouge, to see their emails and their text messages and things like that. This text says, why don't we get to vote on this bill that denies citizens the right to public records? We don't have that in Louisiana. What you're talking about is a statewide referendum. In lots of other states, everybody gets to the polls and they get to say, yes, we're going to have, you know, this, we're going to have these public records laws, or we're going to have abortion care, or we're going to have concealed carry. We don't have those in Louisiana. That's the question we ought to be asking. I mean, that's a level of freedom that we just don't enjoy here.
Well, they don't want us to have it.
They don't want us to have it.
No.
So next time you want to complain about, you know, such and such is taking away your freedoms, consider what freedoms we are already lacking in this state that some other of the United States, they have that. If you want to you get something on the ballot in November that says, yes, we demand that we have rights where journalists and public people, you know, just public citizens, private citizens can go and see this information about what our government is doing, you'll be blocked immediately. There is no path for you to vote on that.
And there should be.
All you can do is call your legislators and say, hey, please don't vote on that.
Yeah, and not enough people do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. This is an anniversary we should not forget. Something happened 1 year ago today that really was a judgment about the media in America. And we're going to tell you about that coming up. By the way, we're up to 7 jurors. Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, no, really? This is breaking.
Just seeing this. A full jury has been selected, including one alternate juror. So they said they wanted 6, but they got 1. So Judge Merchan had previously said opening arguments will probably begin Monday. It looks like he's right. Unless some of these jurors become unseated, as we saw happen a couple times already. But it looks like the full jury has been seated. Or not seated, but selected, rather. I think they still have to be sworn in and all that. But it looks like the case is moving faster than they thought it would.
Okay. Well, we'll have something to talk about on Monday and then on Tuesday after the opening day. All right. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. And it's a very sad day. We have learned that Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers has passed away. We'll be back on WWL. All right, we're going to hopefully play this song tomorrow for the Pelicans in their game against the Kings. I don't know, you know, without Zion, the Pelicans are going to have their hands full with the Kings tomorrow. We'll talk more about that on the show tomorrow. Hey, from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, this is under the blog that I wrote that was posted, Is Trashing America a New Way to Get Trump Elected? Leo says, will you be reporting on this today? Man, this dude is confused. And it's about Biden talking about his uncle. Yes, we covered that twice today, Leo, because we're fair. Paul says, they claim to be patriotic, but deep down inside, they hate America. Ask them if they think our best days are in front of us or behind us. I'm not really sure who Paul's referring to. Maybe conservatives? Donald says, you will never fix a problem until you admit there is a problem. Liberals are just like drug addicts and alcoholics, refusing to admit their problem. And really, I wrote this about the idea that Republicans are trashing America. I mean, they want to make America seem like it's a POS, like it's a terrible place. And the only way to get America back on track is to elect Trump. And I don't think it's fair to trash America to that degree, because this is still a great country. It's a great country now. Ronald says, can you name a Republican president in the last 60 years that did not leave America in recession? Disaster is what Republicans do. Let's see. Mark says, It certainly is the opposite of patriotism. Yes, trashing America is the opposite of patriotism. But, I mean, there are right-wing radicals that are talking about this country like it's a piece of you-know-what. And as an American, as a patriotic citizen, you know, that offends me. I mean, I can certainly be offended in life. Everybody's going to be offended at some point. But as an American, that offends me. You know, trashing my country, trashing this country, like the only way it's going to get better if Trump wins. You think if Trump wins, we're still not going to have problems? And we do have problems. But this is still a great country. And if Biden is reelected, I'm not a fan of that happening either. But somebody's going to win, and somebody's going to be disappointed. But if Biden wins, he better do something about the border. But this country's not going to fall apart. This country can withstand this. And look, and remember, right after the attack on the Capitol, who won? Democracy won. Democracy beat the right-wing radicals because the election was certified in the face of that horrible, horrible moment. Remember Stephen Miller, the weird-looking guy who was one of Trump's top aides? Guy who always seemed to promote something that was racist. He says that Donald Trump is a style icon and changed American fashion. Cuckoo. I'm Scoot. We're going to come back to wrap up the show here on WWL. Just been another great show. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday, and we wrap up another great week on the show, and I thank all of you for being with us. Join me on Facebook if you haven't done it yet. Real simple. I'd love for you to be part of the family, and please feel free to comment on the blogs and the videos, and don't be afraid to comment on some of the comments. It's Scoot on the Air, Facebook. It's an extension of our show here on WWL. All right, tomorrow is a free-for-all Friday. Sports Talk is coming up next. 1 year ago today, Fox News settled with Dominion Voting Systems for nearly $800 million to avoid a trial that exposed the network and how the network purposely and repeatedly lied about the outcome of the 2020 election. It exposed just how biased Fox News was, lying and committing slanderous comments just to feed the audience. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Joe Cardosi. As always, I thank you for being part of our show. All right. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.